This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Ricky Bearden, West Texas producer from Plains. Cut one coming down in 3, 2, 1.
As a result of the reforms made by ARPA, well over 90% of the U.S. cotton acres are protected by some form of crop insurance coverage. While commendable, this high percentage of participation is somewhat misleading when you consider that 18% of those cotton acres enrolled at catastrophic or cat level coverage, and buy-up coverage is heavily skewed toward the lower levels. These numbers indicate that cotton insurance coverage at higher levels is still not as affordable as higher coverage level for other commodities.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Crop insurance is a necessity for cotton producers. The majority of cotton policies are affordable only at the lower end of coverage spectrum at around 60 to 65% levels. That means that cotton producers are still self-insuring on average a 35 to 40% deductible and paying the cost of the underlying insurance policy. In this situation, there is no worse place for a producer to find themselves than having invested in a crop all year only to realize a yield that falls to a point at or near their insurance guarantee. In the current economic climate, a year like the one just described can be a farmer's undoing.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
We would encourage the agency to put additional focus on the refinement of policy options that allow regional differences in insurance to be recognized. Accurate rating coverage is also critical to providing an affordable insurance product. RMA should continually look for ways to move toward rate-setting procedures that recognize those investments a grower makes that reduce their individual risk. Producers who practice risk-reducing cultural practices, such as planting improved varieties and employing good soil and water conservation practices, are actively working to reduce their risk and increase productivity. These activities benefit the cotton insurance program immediately by reducing production risk. The council has consistently supported a move toward individualized experience-based rating that would not disadvantage good producers in a bad county experience situation. The lack of experience rating has reduced participation at higher levels of coverage for many cotton producers. Unfortunately, the current rating structure looks backwards and lags well behind the risk reduction curve created by new technology.
Cut four, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Under the current system, which limits a grower to a single coverage level for both practices, a diverse cotton operation is stuck with balancing the coverage level between two entirely different risk management situations. The end result is a bad compromise that forces growers to underinsure their high-input, high-yielding irrigated production or over-insure their low-input, low-yielding, non-irrigated acres. RMA has the tools and procedures necessary to monitor this situation to prevent the possibility of fraud and abuse. We would also suggest that when allowing different levels of coverage to be selected, an effective way to prevent potential abuse would be to prohibit a grower from purchasing a higher level of coverage on non-irrigated acreage than they select for irrigated acreage. We believe the cotton quality loss provisions should be structured in recognition of the unique bale identity. We are pleased to report to the committee that a new quality adjustment provision for cotton based on the CC loan premium and discount schedule has been developed by RMA with recommendations from the council. We have made some progress with RMA on implementing this provision and encourage the agency to complete this process as quickly as possible to make the new procedure effective for the 2010 growing season.